Welcome to the Put Me Out Something podcast. I am your host, Alejandro Gomez.
And this is your signing, and unfortunately I'm not on time, but here we are.
And next to him, it's me, Eric Grizzly.
The young Grizzman. How you doing today?
Grizzly Mane. I'm good. How are you guys' week going?
It went by slow. It dragged on.
Really?
That's what me and my girl were talking about.
Really? I felt like mine was quick as fuck.
It was?
Yeah, and then thankfully, you know, work was chill, so like it made it even faster. And then I've been having like terrible fucking sleep, but we're catching up on that.
Same here, man. I mean, my week's been good. Hectic as fuck. Got a lot of birthdays going up, you know.
For real, so happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you guys. Happy birthday to Joe.
I don't know. Eric. Thank you. But I didn't notice how many January birthdays were until, like, I got with you and your family.
Yeah.
Because it's me, you, your sister, your girl now.
My girl now, and my neighbors.
Your neighbors, yeah. Your uncle in Cali.
Yeah.
And then, what's her name? Your uncle's baby,
Leilani.
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
And some other people, too.
I'm like, and Aaliyah, too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh,
are
you all, like,
I always thought it was unique, because my birthday's only one in January. And
like, I thought that, too. I didn't, like people don't have birthdays in January. I'm like, I'm special. And then when I got with my girl, I'm like, oh. And then my girlfriend's brother's on the same day as hers.
Damn.
Which is tomorrow, the 26th.
Oh, damn. Wait, they were born the same day?
No, they were born 4 years apart, but on the same day. The same date, yeah.
I guess it's easier and harder at the same time.
Yeah, like I was telling Joe, like, before, off camera, so what was it? Yesterday, we had a birthday dinner for her brother, my girlfriend, and me.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, we have her birthday, actual birthday party, and then so we're doing that for dinner and all that. And then Saturday, we have Joe's, my sister and I, as a like a birthday party.
Oh, we're doing a crazy hat party.
Yeah, crazy hat party for all of us.
Do you see it? You see my hat right there?
Yeah,
Rastafari, man.
It's pretty crazy.
No, that's what we're doing, and it's crazy because I thought January was like the least favorite, like birthday month, whatever type of year, whatever.
It's a lot of people.
Now it's a lot.
Isn't it? We heard of that thing that I think November has the most burst because it's like they're like Valentine's Day babies.
I don't know, maybe, but I thought every time I would again like meet people and make friends, whatever, that birthday would always end up being like July, June,
it's
August.
Random ass month.
No, like June, July, and August. Like those are like the most common that I know. Like meet people
in the middle of the year.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I did some calculations. Like, check it out. So it, like, you know, like the month is there's 12 months.
Yeah,
and then. Like, there's, like, 3 months, like, supposedly, like, you know, your zodiac signs. Like, there's yours. Like, mine is Capricorn, there's Taurus, and then I think Virgo. Virgo.
Yours is Taurus?
No, Scorpio.
Scorpio?
Okay. Yeah. And we're both cats, right?
Yeah.
And anyways.
Capricorn.
No cat.
So I noticed, like, I told my girl, like, if we're going to have a baby, I want it to be, like, one of us, like me, especially, like, a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Because they're mad cool. But in order for us to have a baby in January, we'd have to make it happen in May-ish. Or at least, like, no, around May.
Wouldn't it be
April? April, May. No. You know, I don't know how it works. You know, like, when you find out, like, oh, you're pregnant or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it takes, but, like,
oh, true.
Around April, May-ish. And then, because if you break down 12 into threes, it'll be, like,
four sets.
Oh, so whatever, four sets, because there's four quarters. That way, May, and then there's, I don't know, what's the other one? The Virgo? September or something like that, yeah, and then there's January, so it breaks up. So May,
not to cut you off, but do you want a baby to be the same?
Hell yeah, it'd be mad cool.
Like, I mean, it's already gonna be like you. That's your son. I think you're playing God here.
I'm just saying because I'm a Capricorn, and like
you wouldn't want it.
I don't know, because like I'm like really like the Capricorn. You know what a Capricorn is, right? You know, lovable. Like loner,
the best ones.
I'm like, me being a Capricorn, like I have so much anxiety. Not anxiety, but like I have to please people.
Yeah.
Then I gotta hate people. The pros and cons and all that.
I feel that.
And like, me, you being Capricorn, like, did you want them to go through all that, or do you want them to go through like another sign? Like,
well, that's the thing too. Like, I like the whole zodiac thing. Like, oh, it's cool. Yeah, like when you look into it, like, that is me. That is so me. But same time, like, not all of it. I don't think all of it's true.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say if I do have a baby, end up in January, like Capricorn 2.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, it could be the same set, like, same things, like, same little, like, traits and stuff like that. Okay. But at the same time, it's like, no matter how they grow and who they are, like, you're raised, they're going to be different, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
Me and you are different. I see you more sociable with people, and me, like, I'm more, like, not antisocial, but I don't really like to talk to people all the time.
You think so?
Joe's always been more
introverted. Because when we go out, me and you, when we go out, I always know that you get to talk to anybody. Go out, like, hey, what up, bro? How you doing? You talk to people. And I mean, like, I can do that too, but it's like, I had to force myself to do it.
And you know what's funny, though? Like, I tell my girl, like, like when we go do, like, events or, like, social gatherings and all that, yeah. I'd rather be at home and just be, like, a loner.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't like talking to people at all. Like, I really? Don't. I don't. Really? Like, I it makes Absolutely. Me nervous. It makes me, like, anywhere different that I'm not used to or, like, that I'm not comfortable with. Like, it gives me anxiety, just gives me nervous.
Or is it more, like, how you're saying in a comfortable sense, is it more in the sense where it's like, oh, you're obligated to?
Yeah. But you but then the funny thing is, like, when we go out, it comes natural to me where I could just talk to someone and, like, make a connection without even, like, it's not like I'm faking it. It's like, some way, somehow, I find a connection with someone that I'm talking to. Either, like, the conversation go from, like, 10 minutes and I find nothing, 10 minutes, another 20 minutes. 10 minutes into it, like, so 20 minutes into the conversation, I'll find, like, a connection.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk to them for, like, a minute and find a connection, like, that quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I could talk to a guy for, like, an hour and not find a connection. And then 2 hours later, I'll find a connection. Like,
okay,
and then it's, like, it's weird because, like, I could talk to someone forever until I find that connection. If I don't find that connection, I'll find it. Like, eventually find that connection. Even we'll talk forever. I'm, like, and then she's, like, you're, like, you're so social with people. Like, you could talk to anybody and, like, and vibe with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, no, like, I'm just, like...
I'm forcing myself.
Not forcing myself, but like.
But it comes to you, you know.
Yeah, it does. Like,
I've seen you when we go out, and you just go, like, hey man, you got a lighter real quick? Oh, thanks, bro. Oh, what up, bro? How you doing? And like, what kind of, like, let's say example, we're at a bar or something. Oh, you a Cardinals fan? Like, no, whatever. And you guys start like chopping it up from there.
Yeah.
And me, if I do it, like, oh, bro, you got a lighter? I'm like, thanks, bro. And then like, all right, cool, awkward, thank you. Now I'm walk away.
Just cut off. Yeah.
Because that thing too, like sometimes, like if I feel like talking, like all right, let's talk. I'll try, like same thing. I'll try to find little things to talk about, you know, and I'll force it. But if I don't feel like talking, then I'll just go away. I don't want to talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
And then, like, that's what I'm saying, like, because, like, there's, like, so many, like, you know, January birthdays that we had.
Yeah.
Like, notice that all of us are, like, different, you know? We're not all the same just because we're born in the same month.
That is true because my sister's a Capricorn.
She's crazy.
Oh, is she too?
Yeah. She's the second, I'm the 18th. Which is funny, though, because she's, like, a Capricorn, but she's, like, the total, like, opposite of what I am.
Yeah.
She's more out.
See, what I'm saying, you would think it would be the same, but yeah, different.
She's outgoing. She's loud as fuck. Says with her mind, like, and all that shit. I'm more like, I'll go out, but I also keep close minded to what I'm saying. And if someone's like talking, like Sam and you are talking right now, you know what? And then if I disagree with you, I'm like, okay, you know what? Yeah. Okay, cool. And then I'll put my 2 cents in it.
Mm-hmm.
My sister be like, no, you're fucking wrong. This is how I, like, why the fuck are you talking like that? Like, you know, like.
More, yeah, I get you.
Like, more like, it's what she says or doesn't say. Like, what she says goes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm a Capricorn, she's a Capricorn. But when it comes to it, I'm like, I'll listen to what you have to say, but then I'll put in my 2 cents
in.
And then I'm like bro, like, let's disagree to disagree. Like, that's how it is. My sister be like, more like. Like, if you don't agree with her, she'll talk mad shit.
Yeah.
Like, just like that.
Oh, okay, I feel you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But see, like, you're, like the second, for example, like that means like, if I was to have a kid in January, then we wouldn't be the same. We would probably have some similar, like, traits. We'd probably, like, work hard and.
Do you think that also affects you because of the partner you have? Like, what they are, like, their sign and all
that?
I don't think that.
I mean, I get the whole Zodiac thing, but I think in some sense it's just more like.
The way you're raised. Or yeah, how you raised
them. Let's bring it back down here out of the stars. And I'm just saying,
which is true though, because my sister's gone through so much like different shit than I have.
I think because I don't know everything. Because my thing is, I've accepted. I mean, I don't have kids, so and it'll truly impact me different when I do have kids. But of what I've understood and accepted from people, like both parents, one parent, other shit, different environment, good environment, bad environment, whatever and shit. I've just accepted as no matter how much you guide this person, give this person like parents or opportunities and shit aside. I can accept the fact that no matter how much you try to mold someone, they're always going to be their own person. Because the simple fact is that they have their own thoughts, they have their own opinion, bro. You can raise the most picture perfect kids, and this motherfucker still has his own opinions.
Yeah, I'm about to go ahead.
Yo, I'm going to go. I'm just saying, because going on back to my sister, the same thing happened. We were both raised the same way, right? But she went through a lot of different things that I did, like experienced a lot of different, like trauma, good things, bad things, you know, whatever. And I did the same thing. My trauma and all that, my good things wasn't the same as hers.
Dude.
So she kind of went a different route, even though we had the same love, the same care, the same everything, right? Mm-hmm. Everything was the same. The house was the same thing as we both got.
Yeah.
they show us respect, like make sure you stand up for your elders, shake their hands, respect them and all that. You know, we learned everything the same way. But do you, like, someone down the path, we all did different path. Yeah. I went down this path, she went down this path with the same morals, but somewhere down that path, she changed and I changed in different ways. And when we talk, it's different. We love each other and all that. We might disagree. We might agree to different things, but her mindset's way different than why I am.
Yeah.
I'm more family man, more close to my family.
Yeah.
She's more about, let me be, let me do what I want to do. I'm okay. And then my mom's all like, I raised you guys the same way. Like, why are you guys different? Like I don't know what I did that was wrong. I'm like, no, it's not that you did nothing wrong. It's just everybody has their own path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was older than, she's 4 years older than me. So she went through down this road where she could have ran into different, like, situations, different, like, you know, bumps and all that. And I went down the other road where I ran into this, you know, this different task, a bunch of different shit.
Yeah, because, like, example, the 4 years, you guys are four, it's a four-year gap.
Yeah,
she's already ahead of you, so she's already far, like, learned more than you have.
And it might not be that much difference. Like, you might think 4 years is not that much, but 4 years is a lot of different years. Yeah, like, a lot of shit could happen.
Because me and my girl were 5 years apart, you know, I'm 5 years older than her.
Damn.
Same and Mike.
Damn.
That's my girl,
up
too.
Scoot it up, too.
I'm 29. My girlfriend's 20. She's going to be 27, yeah. 26 next, tomorrow.
Well, I was telling her, like, when I first started dating her, she was going through some things. I was like, oh, man, I already went through stuff similar. Like, cause we don't all go through the same things, yeah. But we go through stuff similar to things. And I'm like, I already went through it. Like, I tell you this and that, how to do it. Like, you didn't do it. That's how how you handle it. That's your way. But, like, I already went through this. I already know what you're going through. I kind of know how you feel.
Yeah.
Because I'm older than you. Not saying because I'm older, I'm better. But, like, I'm older, I already know.
More wiser in a little way. Wiser.
Yeah, so, there's just some, like, I feel like how you're saying that just there's some shit you're going to deal with. It's like, no matter what, you're, like, it's not even like, oh, I'm up, you're not, and shit. It's more like, oh, I literally been through that. Because, like, say, for example, an individual, first generation like us, 18 to 21, they're going to be fairly similar experiences, regardless of financial, male or female, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, can I talk real quick about my girlfriend and me? So, my girlfriend grew up at an early age, like at 15 years old, to like take care of her brothers, his dad, you know, cooking, cleaning, laundry, all that bullshit, right? At that age,
was she the oldest daughter?
She's only daughter, and she's the youngest. So she has two older brothers.
Oh, okay.
But she's the youngest and the only girl. So at the age of 15, she was doing, like, you know, cooking dinner, washing the everybody's clothes, washing, clean the house, like doing like what a woman is supposed to do, ideal.
Yeah, at like that time. In our Hispanic culture, yeah, like traditional norms.
Exactly. At that age, when I was 15, what I was doing was partying, drugs, a bunch of random shit, you know?
Drugs.
So I was doing that, and then at that time, she was doing her thing, and when we got older, I'm at the age where I'm almost, like, 30, so I'm like, all right, I'm cooling down, you know what?
Yeah.
So she cooled down way before I did, because, you know, she was doing all that kind of stuff and like that.
She was homebound sooner?
Yes. So, like, at the age right now, she's more mature what she's supposed to be. And I am, too. Like, I'm more mature than I'm supposed to be at my age. Even though I was doing the party and all that, I was also doing, like, businesses, size, you know,
yeah, investments and shit. You had that, we were around that kind of environment to, like, maintain things.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, like, we both grew up and mature at a young age, but different ways. Like, even though we're like we're saying our birthdays, like, you know, we're the same person or same month, but also different people. Like, she went that path and I went this path, and it helps each other because, you know, she's more mature in a different way, and I'm more mature in a business way. So anytime she needs, like, investments or she needs to, like, save money, whatever, I know how to do it because I learned that shit.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to, like, cleaning the house, cooking, or, like, anything more she like needs.
Home foundation. Yes, noise?
Yeah. I go to her because she's more mature about that.
Yeah. See, and you guys both come together as, like, a not just man and woman, but, like, as a couple.
Yeah, and it makes a team.
Yeah, exactly. And there you go, a team and shit.
Yeah, and that's what we need. Like, we don't need people the same way, because if you have the same, like, opposite attracts the opposite. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you can't have the same person be the same person and attract each other, because it would just be nothing but client heads.
Yeah. See, this is why I like to, like, with certain topics and certain, like, certain aspects of discussing things, I like to engage with different levels of people and shit. You know what I'm saying? With people with different backgrounds and stuff like that. Because I've had debates like that. Not stirring off of into it, but I'm just saying an example. Like, say my coworkers and shit. Completely different background. Older dudes, younger dudes, my age and shit. Like, I'm not trying to get into that topic specifically, but we discussed, like, their view on religion and shit. We didn't bash any like this. Yeah, like, we weren't bashing anything. It was very refreshing to hear everyone's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one guy, he was a fucking Satanist, but how is it that the Satanist was way more respectful than the guy that stopped being a pastor? I'm not getting into religion, I'm just saying it's really refreshing to discuss different levels of perspectives with people and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of how Eric's saying is, like, you have one, you're more on this foundation, she's more on this foundation, you guys come together as a team. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's how we move together.
Like, they're opposite, but at the same time, like, we're able to find that balance. We're like, we respect each other in our own department.
I get you, For sure,
Crazy shit, man. Huh?
It is. But still, like, I kind of want to get off topic, but, like, still kind of same topic. Because of the babies and whatever we're talking about. Supposedly, there's a thing, I don't know how true it is, or if it's even true, that... When you have, like, your kids, your babies, whatever,
yeah,
the 80% of them, I think, I don't know, DNA or personality mostly comes from the father. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But also, is it the father? I don't know either.
But look.
Personality-wise, you're saying?
I think it's personality because I don't know about us because obviously we didn't grow up with our dad.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up with our mom.
Would have been nice.
you think we grow up with the same genes, or we think, or you think we grow up learning the same genetics as them?
I don't know, but I want to go. I'll go back to it, but I want to go about the personality because I noticed it with my girl and her dad, and I noticed how I watch how they are. You know, I go to their house and hang out with them, so I noticed that her and my girl and her siblings, they all have their own personalities in a different way. But as soon as something comes up, they act a certain way like their dad. Like, you know how their dad is.
More like problem solving the way
they are. No. But that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think it's a learned gene? Oh, like, or do you think it came from actually?
Oh, like they were born genetic. With it? Or like
It was developed? It was learned behavior. Instead of
is it a learned behavior or is it actually a genetic thing?
I don't know, because I took psychology in high school, even though it's high school.
Yeah.
They learned that. You get personality traits from both your parents.
Yeah.
So you, like, for example, I noticed that when they get mad, they act like their dad. You know how their dad is. Your tío.
My uncle.
Your uncle. And then, like, oh shit, you guys all get mad. You guys get moody and I'm not gonna say how he is, but you know how he is.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen that too. Like, growing up with them, I've noticed like the trait that they pick up from uncle.
Yeah, and then I noticed too, like, they're all picky about certain things.
Yeah.
They're all like that from their dad. Cause the mom,
customs.
Yeah, she's not really like that. She's
more calm, collected.
Yeah,
and, cool.
And then they're kind of like that too. But I noticed they get more traits from their dad, and it could be just from growing up. Like, you learn traits from your parents and stuff like that.
Yeah,
or it could be how, like, they said, supposedly the little test study, that 80% whatever.
Well, let me ask you this:
Go ahead.
Is it because he runs the house? He does everything. He's like the man of the house. He does everything.
Yeah.
So he's more around. My aunt's around, right?
Yeah,
she does her thing, but as a household, who do they respect more?
The person that runs it, huh?
Yeah, so who's the person that runs it?
He run it?
I think they both do, but I was just saying, like, how we were saying, like, you were saying that it's because they're around them, and it's more like a learned mindset. Yeah.
Who's the louder? Who's the loudest in the house?
The dad.
So who do they like?
Yeah, that's true.
Because from what I know from my dad, I don't really feel like I have much traces. We have some deep internal aspects and shit.
I know that's how he is. And then I looked at him when we hung out, the very few times that we hung out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm like my dad.
See, yeah, and I kind of see that too, but I think how I would define how I'm like my dad
can you is say you're different like, from can you yours. Say, can you say you're like mom?
Yeah, because I could say the way we argue and the way we are, like the way we really are. I grew up with her being accelerated, and it took me years to realize the reason why I'm accelerated is because I don't want to say I learned it from you, but basically we did, because that's my parents.
That's a learned behavior.
Yeah, it's a learned behavior. And then, exactly. And I had to kind of de-learn myself and shit, how to, like, first acknowledge it, and then acknowledge that it's a problem, and then try to, like, not do that as much. I'm not saying I don't still do it, because I do, but in the last few years, have really hit a decline of doing that as much. But I still do it. I still do it. And I'd rather do it. But I don't do it because that's not the way to solve things.
Yeah, that's okay, true.
But knowing you, both your mom and dad, you grew up with them, who would you say you're more like?
So you want to know?
I want to know. Tell me. Go ahead.
Okay, so...
Because I see both, but I see one side. But go ahead. Tell me.
So I have my mom's... some of mom's traits, which is like the homebody.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like going out as much. I'm the same way. Her anxiety, I have the same thing, anxiety, you know? Her business brain. I have hers and my dad's business brain.
Business ethics.
Yeah. And all that, you know, like workaholics and shit like that. I have that from both of them. But the older I got, and I realized this too, my girlfriend even told me, she's like, you're just like your dad. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you just are like, you're randomly funny. You're like, you're just like how he is. Like, just say what's in your head. Like, you don't fucking give a fuck about people, but also you're also nice. You want to help people out. You want to, you know, it's like, you get the happiness from helping people, which is how your dad is. Like, your dad could get fucked over 100%, 100 times, and that one time that someone appreciates it, all the 100%, 100 times he got fucked over, goes out the window, and you just accept that one time. It's like, you've been, you know.
With individuals or people?
People. And individuals and all that. Because my dad's the type of person who he'll help you out and all that. Uh-huh. And you could fuck him over 100 times. That one time that you appreciate it, he'll love it. Yeah. And it's like, you're the same way. Like you're goofy, you're funny and all that, and you like to help people out. And the funny thing is, like, I work with my dad a lot. I see my dad more, so I take his traits more than I do my mom. Mm-hmm. But I also have my mom's trait, which is like the homebody. Like, I'd rather just hang out at home, chill, watch a movie, smoke a joint, you know, just kick it.
Yeah.
And my dad's more like, let's go out, let's go party, let's just get the fuck out of here. Like, let's get out of the state, you know, let's go vacation. And then this is the same thing. Like, I don't have that as he does, but I have his mindset, like, where I want to help people, I want to make a business bigger, I want to do all that shit. But I don't have his, like, spontaneous, like,
yeah,
get out, let's go. And then my girlfriend told me the other day, she's like, you have that. Like, you used to have that where, like, you used to go out now. Like, you go out, like, we'll come home one day, like, let's go camping.
I noticed that too. I think it might be like a seasonal, or not seasonal, but like a
kind of like seasonal life moments
thing. Because I noticed that too. Because when I was younger, maybe it could have been because I was younger, but yeah. I used to be like, I want to be free, whatever, like that. And now that I'm a little older, I'm like, I don't do it anymore. I want to just chill. Yeah.
And then that's how I was last year. Like last year, I was like, let's go camping, let's go quality and all. And like, like from like November to now, I'm like, let's just stay home. Like let's just.
It's also the weather too and shit. But then again, like how we were saying, like it's cause for one, when we're younger, you're more wanting to do that. And then now that we're a little bit older, we want to do less. But then how your dad wants to do it now that he's older. I've seen that with a lot of folks that are that age, like same background as us, you know, first generation or whatever bullshit. I've seen them a lot when they get to that age where it's like the kids are older, they can maintain themselves, money's better and shit. Like I got free time. I was like, you know what? I have more bursts of the moments and shit. I feel like it's that too. It's like a full circle.
Yeah, because I had that a lot in the summer. Like I got home one night. I'm like, let's go and pack up our shit. We're going to go camping. She's like, it's a Thursday. And I'm like, you have tomorrow off, right? She's like, yeah, let's go. I have the day off tomorrow. And like, she's like that. And then like when I get home, like, I just want to chill, watch a movie, just hang out, you know. But like you, like we're saying, it might just be like the weather and all that. Yeah, right now it's cold out here. It's been raining a lot, and like you don't want to be out there and shit like that.
True.
Yeah, but it's getting warmer.
There are a lot of reasons.
Have a lot of my parents' genes.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have a lot of my dad's genes. But I spend my dad at least
most of the time. Spend a lot more time
with him. 85% of my day I spend with my dad or talk to him.
Like
or
on see average him. And shit.
Average. Yeah, I see my dad more than I see my mom because we work together. So you know, like. I feel like I pick up his habits, his traits and all that.
Yeah.
But I also realize that I have my mom's traits too.
Well, here's the thing too. Well, it could be that, you know, because you mostly hang out with them all the time.
Yeah.
You're mostly with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to learn from, you know. But since me and my girl and my daughter, we don't live together at the moment. So like we only see each other on the weekends. And when we see each other, we hang out, whatever, and then go our ways, and then wait till next weekend. Because that's our situation right now, you know?
And she picks up a lot of your traits,
she does, because your girl, Jasmine, she pointed it out when we went to Disneyland. That she noticed that Emma likes a lot of the stuff I like. Yeah. She like Spider-Man and Star Wars and stuff like that. Oh, like, she likes a lot of what Dad likes. And like, I showed her stuff, but I didn't tell her to like it. She started to like it, you know?
You think it's because you're more around, and it's like a... it's like in her head, she's like, what dad likes, I like. Without her even thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, it could be more subconscious and shit.
But
yeah.
She's cool as fuck.
She's something else. But yeah,
I remember when you bought that, or that Spider-Man onesie. That shit was dope.
Yeah. She's more of a tomboy than it comes to a girl.
Yeah.
She's both. She's girly and boy.
That is true, because my girlfriend sometimes will do her nails or whatever, her eyelashes. She's like, can you do that on me too? It's like, I don't know. That's your mom. But then my cousin be like, yeah. And she loves that makeup. But she could also wear like a tall t-shirt, like, you know, just kick it, you know, fuck with us, you know.
She's going to be cool as fuck when she gets
older. She'll box with us, too, and shit like that. Like,
she throws hands.
Yeah, she'll throw hands.
Also, maybe that's, too, because it's more like she's a single child, too.
Could be. Oh, that, too, because she doesn't have siblings to hang
and
out with.
And she's around us, too, where we box
it. She's very social as a child and shit. Mm-hmm. She's one of those very social kids and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can still see it on them at very young. Yeah. No, but going back to your saying that, like, how you feel like maybe she's more influenced on stuff like that, is this the whole psychology thing is, like, you know, individuals say that, oh, I'm unique. No one likes what I like. I'm special. All that bullshit. Everyone goes through it in high school.
Yeah.
No, there's actual factors with it. There's no matter what, you're gonna be influenced by your surroundings and shit. Mm-hmm. Like that poster in your room, the fucking music you listen to, it all influence you, no matter what. So it's like, maybe like what she's seen is like, it's kind of like, in this sense, it's like she's with her mom most of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's with you. You're that refreshing input.
I get you.
Not a curve in the bump, but like new input. From that weekly.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think we were here or somewhere. I don't know where we're at. But she was with her mom. Her mom was doing her hair.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in the bathroom. Oh, we were at their house. So we're getting ready to go out to, like, just go hang out, like, go to stores or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were getting the bathroom ready, and I came in and did something. And then, like, dad, there goes dad again. Classic dad. But she picked that up from me because I said to her, like, classic Emma, when she does something, like, dumb or something like that.
Yeah.
Just, like, to throw at her, classic Emma.
Classic.
And then she started to pick up on your little, like, jokes and your remarks. Lingo. Your little lingo. Like, damn.
That's funny.
I don't know. It could. That's the thing. It's hard to tell because there could be, like, many, very, like, reasons why we are the way we are, because of our parents or our environment or whatever, you know? So it's, like, when I read that little study, I was like, huh, okay, it could be that. But sometimes it's like, it comes from wherever you come from. You know?
Your environment influences a lot. What's that whole saying? It takes a village to raise a child?
That, but like, although, like, what's that thing? Like rappers say it a lot. You're like, you grow something with your environment. I don't know
what it is. A product of your environment?
You're a product of your environment.
Yeah, for the good and the bad.
Yeah. How could be that? Well,
that too, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like, you grow up, like, it does take a village to raise a child and shit, because it's more than just the mom and family and stuff. Eventually, the kids got to go to school. Eventually, the kid's coming back from home. He sees friends. All those things influence him and shit, which is what I'm saying, for the good and the bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It takes, like, you could easily get off track with stuff like that. Mm. Think about when kids are so little and they get easily influenced by negative peers or negative stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's why I feel like it's important to, like, you try to be there, you know, give them extra outputs and more resources and stuff, because not only to keep them busy, but to keep their mind going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. True. But different topic. Got a little topic for you guys. Since we were talking about comfort zone, like, before we, like, started the podcast.
Yeah.
We had the better conversations before the podcast.
We always have it off like, camera and shit.
Before or after, we're like, damn. We start talking about, like, the crazier shit.
Yeah.
Like, something.
Yeah.
But we're talking about comfort zone and, like, how we just want us to start doing more of, like, the podcast and, like, TikTok and videos and stuff. Like, whatever. But have you guys seen that guy, what's his name? Drew Wells, whatever?
Oh, the Target guy?
Yeah, the Target guy.
Yeah.
And then he got, like, fucking contracts on. He got, like, a ESPN contract now for something. For nothing. It's because supposedly he's a semi-pro basketball player. Could be that.
I think he is.
But he's getting a lot of, like, support and a lot of, like stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, no, and I gotta applaud him, bro. Like, it's really a prime example of you just fucking ignoring the comments. They're not real, and you just keep doing what you believe in, your content, and what you feel works for you and shit.
Because he was saying right now, before we came, actually, like, on Instagram, a little video came up with him, like, what it was talking about him. It was saying that he said that, oh, like I didn't, I'm not used to the hate or anything, so I was blocking a lot of people, like, blocking because I don't like the hate.
Yeah.
But I was still doing it because I'm doing it, you know, I was still doing my thing, did whatever I did, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, damn, like, because I would see all the videos all the time, it would pop up, or, like, you know, the parody videos people make of them.
Yeah.
Even, like, Drake did one, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he got hate for that shit, too, but, like.
The one where, like, day of my life, where it was.
Yeah, because, like, fuck, look at this shit. Like, you can't, like, I can't imagine myself, like, I could do it here, probably set it up, and, like, I'm getting ready and, like, getting ready to head up the door, whatever. But once I'm at the store where I'm going to go and then, like, set up a tripod and everything, like, I don't think I could do that shit, you know? But that's the thing that it comes to show you, because you got to step out of your comfort zone to do all that shit, you know? Because look at him now, he's all fucking popping off, you know?
This is yeah. just the beginning, baby.
What you, I was telling you, like, I'm on this, like, a journey to, like, lose weight and all that, you know, gain yeah. muscles and all that. And I've got to the point where I'm going to the gym, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but they're also, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'm not pushing myself like I used to.
Yeah.
So I've been taking cold showers because yeah. I don't have a cold plunge or anything. So I've been doing like cold showers, and it fucking sucks, dude. Like I get like once you get into the shower, you're like thinking about like,
fuck, you want to stop, yeah.
Yeah, and you just get in there and like start feeling, you know, you just shower real quick. Mm-hmm. Then
like you think the coldness is gonna stop, but it keeps going. And
yeah,
shit.
Then yeah. you get out of the shower and like, damn, like you feel so good. You mm-hmm. feel like active and shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, that. And then I was telling Drew, like you need to get out that comfort zone. Like you need to push yourself. Your the body, your mind, it's meant to be get pushed. It's not meant to settle down where it's at. It needs to get pushed. It needs to keep learning. It needs to keep activated. It needs to stay keep running shit through mm-hmm. the brain and all that. Because when you get comfortable, what happens?
You don't move.
You're in the same spot. Your body gets used to it. Yeah, yeah. And when something different happens, what happens? Your body goes into shock or like, what the fuck happened? Like,
yeah.
And when I was telling him, like, this year, like, the big goal of just, like, getting shit done, like, I got to get out of the zone, and, like, I gotta stop, like, being so comfortable where I'm at, mm-hmm. and, like, you just got to push yourself more and more and more, and, like, you need to be uncomfortable to level up in this life.
Also, at the same time, too, that's why I was like, fuck, dude, I'm kind of, like, not only the just moving and, like, getting out of the environment and stuff, like, I kind of would really like to live somewhere else, like, not just Arizona,
but, like leave another state.
Yeah, yeah, like, but, yeah. But, like, what's stopping you?
Yeah,
because you're so comfortable in Arizona.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly.
But guarantee, say you move out to another state, another city, whatever.
Yeah,
and
you're gonna have to fucking
yeah. But once you move out there, you do what you need to do. You're gonna be in a new environment, new spot, and you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you once figure out what you need to do, and then it's uncomfortable. Then you start learning. You know, you start getting a job, getting a house, and you start leveling up.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem nowadays is that people get so comfortable where they're at. They don't like to be uncomfortable
because
mm-hmm. it's out of their element.
Mm.
And that's why I've learned a lot in the last year and this year that I need to push myself to get comfortable instead of being comfortable. Because my routine is waking up, coffee, going to work, talking to clients and all that, right? When something different comes out of that schedule, like say I get a call from a client, hey, can you go see this business for me? I'm like, okay, can you get an estimate? Even though I've been doing this for almost 10 years, I still get nervous, anxiety, like
it fucks up your routine, huh?
It does. It fucks up my routine. So I'm like, don't know what to do. I'm not in my right mindset.
Because you're used to your routine, huh? So exactly. Like any little thing that fucks it up, you're like, fuck.
Exactly. So since that happened, where I'm trying to get the business bigger, I'm like, I need to make sure I'm not comfortable. I need to be uncomfortable. Like I gotta feel weird.
Yeah.
Because that makes me feel. It's gonna level me up to a different area. Like today, I ran into this one guy, right? And he was talking about business and this and that. I felt really comfortable. He's like, what do you know? I'm like, I show him, like, you know what? Here's my number. Take it. I could show how to take it to another level. I'm like, how? He's like, just call me and we'll figure it out. You're not gonna be, it's not gonna be easy. Like, you're gonna get mad at me. You're gonna think I'm an asshole and all that, but it's gonna show you where your mindset, your business, and all could go. And it's one of my clients, right?
Yeah.
But I was just talking to him today about, like, what I'm trying to do. And I'm like, he's like, so what's your problem? Like, my problem's, like, I'm good where I'm at. And I know we make good money. So I'm comfortable. But I want to make the business bigger. It's like, so why haven't you done it? Like, because I'm afraid of the unknown. Like, I'm good where I'm at. Like, I could level up. I know I could level up. I just, I'm scared. He's all like, consume it. And use that as energy.
Mm-hmm.
Use the fear as energy. Like, push yourself. Like, get into that comfortable spot. Like, you're gonna feel uncomfortable, but then you're gonna learn from it. Either a bad way or not way, but you're gonna learn some way. It's a good way or not. And it's like, just go through it. And I'm like, fuck, like, I don't wanna do that. Just like, just take down my number. Like, you'll see how it is.
You know what's crazy? Back like in, when I was younger, like, let's say 19, mm-hmm. 20-ish, whatever. When I was in college, I had this friend. She was a good friend of mine. And she was, like, outgoing as fuck. She would, like, talk to anybody and, like, go out and do whatever she wanted. And I was, like, me at the time, I was trying to get out of my shell. Because I've always been the quiet person.
Yeah.
And I just had, like, my close people. Those are the people I hung out with. But I was in college and I had all my friends were, like, with their families. Like, they started their own family. So I was by myself, you know. I was the only college one. And I was hanging out with her. And then she was, like, we should go out and, like, go, like, like hang out with people and like stuff like that. I'm like, nah, whatever, this and that. But I was like, I learned from like, sometimes you learn from other people, you know, like, you know, you learn from their mistakes, but you can also learn from like their W's, your wins.
Peers, yeah.
Yeah.
So I learned from her, like, I started learning how to like be more sociable and going out.
Taking with, the input.
Yeah. You know, so eventually, like, I started going out, like, not by myself, but like other people, like brand new, like, group of friends.
People that you don't think that you hang out with.
Like friends of friends and shit.
Yeah, because back then, I just only hung out with people that I know, like you guys, other friends that we know.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started, like, going out or, like, work or, like, school. Like, I started talking to people. And, like, I started getting out of, like, comfort zone from there. Because before, like, I started hanging out with her, like, I didn't want to talk to anybody. Like, I didn't care. Because I didn't want to, like, get out of the comfort zone to, like...
And that's
I do that a lot, bro.
That's how I am, too. Like, yeah. I'd rather, like, when it's a bunch of people in one group, like, so we have a party.
Yeah.
If you don't notice, like, I take off. Like, I go do this. Like,
oh, yeah.
And it's, like, it's not that I don't do it on purpose. It's just, like, I'm uncomfortable where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I have to keep moving to not be, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't stay in one spot when it's a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But when I'm alone, I could stay in one spot for hours. And that's what the guy was telling me. Like, bro, like, you need a, it's not comfortable. It's not. You're going to sit there and people are going to talk shit. Or people are going to say something. It's going to get awkward. Or you're going to have a good conversation and all. You got to stay there, stick with it, and get what you know or get what they're telling about.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it in your brain. Business wise, stupidity. Like, if they talk shit, okay, that's what they're talking. If they talk business, all right, put that in your head. Like, that's how you know how to move around. It's you need to get out of your zone and get, just feel uncomfortable. Like,
mm-hmm.
And that's why I've been taking, like, cold showers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, putting, like, even walking around, like, around the house, I've been walking, like, I'm barefoot, go outside, walk in the dirt with my bare feet.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm more planted, I'm more grounded.
You're grounded,
earth.
Yeah.
And then it releases, like, your blood pressure, releases, like, everything that bad in you. It releases out of your body and you feel better. And that was my whole problem.
One with nature.
Yeah. And I used to have anxiety. He's all like, yeah, that's good. He's like, that's showing you that your body's not comfortable.
See, that's the problem with like concrete cities and shit, bro. There's like less and less real land.
And he's all like, he was telling me because he's all into all this shit too. Mm-hmm. So the guy I showed you too.
Yeah.
He watches them too. He was telling me a lot of things. Yeah. He was like, you're uncomfortable. And then what you do, you run from it. Like, no, stay where it's at and learn from it. And then come back in a month or two and you'll tell me, hey, bro, like, I learned this. Like, you know what? You were right. Like, I needed to do that. Because then now I'm talking to other clients. I'm doing all this shit. And it's, like, out of my zone. But I'm learning as it goes. Like, I'm learning experience from them.
Yeah.
And then I might sound stupid, but them teaching me this stuff, it's staying in my head. So now in the next couple years or couple months, whether I talk to someone else, I have that knowledge in my head. And, like, for the longest, I'm like, when I was talking to people, I felt dumb. Where I would just, like, kind of, like shut down instead of, like, listening to it and then consume it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, this year, I'm consuming everything people tell me. Bad things, good things, anything. Because at the end of the day, it's like your brain is consuming anything you need.
Mm-hmm.
All the negative will throw it out. All the positive will stay in, depending how you take it.
No, yeah, exactly how you take it. And there's somewhere between a fine line of, like, constructive criticism and this motherfucker's just talking shit out of his ass. This motherfucker's just negative.
And that's
even then,
you
can take it with a grain of salt, but also like constructive criticism, kind of taking that negative aspects where you can improve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I've done with some aspects where it's like, okay, they can't tell me anything. Like, say, for example, I don't mean this in an egotistical way at all and shit. But like with my clothes, like, okay, you can give me constructive criticism, but like I don't care. I feel established. I feel like I'm good.
Yeah.
Not established as a business, but established as an artist. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if they don't fuck with it, it's like, okay, cool. It's not for you because all these other fucking people fuck with it and they give valid inputs and shit. But when they say why they don't like it, whether they're a consumer or not, it's valid input. And then you get those people in between that are just like, this is hard garbage. They're like, well, fucking dude, you would never fucking wear this. So it doesn't matter. But then with other avenues of like art, say for music and shit, I don't care. Like I won't listen to anybody. Like, and I don't even mean it in a good way and shit, just because I'm so new to this. I don't want to. Even when people give me compliments, bro, I think they're fucking gaslighting me. I think they're fucking talking shit.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think that, and I just ignore
being
it.
Like yes men.
Yeah,
like
or
that.
Just being yes men or fucking trying to sell me a beat, and I was like, okay, well, I just ignore it. I don't. I maybe should process that and respond better. But I'm saying in the sense of where I'm not letting it consume me too much and shit. And then, like, for example, people at work talking shit, like, all they do is talk. It's just culture and shit.
Yeah.
You know, work culture, all they do is talk shit. A bunch of people are negative as fuck. I don't listen to that. But it is, I ain't gonna lie, when people talk shit like that,
It does affect you, though.
It's kind of healthy because you're like, remember that you're a real person, but at the same time, it's annoying because like these people are just negative. You can't let their thoughts consume you.
What I've learned is that people talk negative to you or talk shit to you, it's because you're doing something right.
That too, or mm-hmm. something within them.
Yeah, exactly. Cause within them.
Because before we were like doing this, I was thinking about like, okay, what are we going to talk about? And that was the Drew Wells guy. I was thinking about like, okay, mm-hmm. so he makes his stuff, and then like I know he's going to get a lot of hate because people are like, what the fuck is he doing this shit? Like, this for, and like you're gonna have to do it either way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like people might agree with us, not disagree with us on the podcast, but yeah. At the end of the day, it's like, yeah, this is what we're doing, and we're being natural about it.
Because I see people like, well, we want to do post TikTok and stuff like that, and every time someone posts like a video about podcasting, I see comments, okay, like, you know, the quotes, the start of podcast, bros, or like, okay, another podcast, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but the thing is that we're doing it and they're not doing it. They're sitting in their room doing nothing.
That's the type of person they are, because anybody can start a podcast, anybody can start anything, yeah. Whatever. There's anything, you know, whatever it is. Everybody's doing everything the same thing. There's no person with an original idea, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, like, if you want to start a podcast, we did it because we wanted, to talk about stuff, you know, real shit and stuff like that.
You're doing it for you, for but yourself.
The fact is that we both, all three of us, live different lives.
Yeah.
You could have been doing something else right now. You could have been doing something else. I could have been doing something. But the fact that we all got together and we're on the right set of talking about everything, that takes a lot of courage compared to other people that are like, they're just doing all this podcast. But you know how much it took to get here?
Yeah.
All the effort? Like, we had other shit to do.
Yeah.
But the fact that this was a priority at the moment, we moved it around to make sure this gets done, and then we'll get everything down. People look at it as like, oh, they're just fucking trying to do something else. But the fact that your ass is at home commenting, while these three guys were out here making sure everything got set up, we pulled up, talked about it, you know, that shit. That takes effort and time out of our days.
That's one of the comments I saw on the video I was watching about that guy. That, okay, they're you know how people respond to, like, the comment?
Yeah.
Someone posted, like, oh, great, another video about him, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're probably at home. He's now with ESPN and, like, getting contracts from people. Like, look what he did. Look what happened to him, you know?
Yeah. And it's not even just us. It's just, like, a healthy reminder for you guys that are listening and shit. Like, bro, people are always going to fucking talk.
Yeah.
When do they not fucking talk? And then if you notice, like, on these platforms, they're always going to talk. And then, take for example, the way people talk on Instagram compared to TikTok compared to YouTube is slightly different. But either way, they're always yapping, bro.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter
what you do, they will talk.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, there's times where I don't want to do the podcast because, you know, just fucking life takes over.
Yeah.
And when I get here, I'm like, dad, like, it's kind of therapy to me. Like, just talking, like, get shit out of my chest and whatever. Just talk to you guys about, like, what I'm going through, like, life, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I feel it's good. So, after I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like I feel way like reset.
Yeah,
like, it's weird.
It's like the gym too. I've seen videos about it. Like people like the on TikTok they're saying like, oh, how do you guys go to the gym and how do you just get in? Like, because when I go to the gym, I get in there and then get out of my car and go in. You know, just get in.
Yeah.
There's people that just get in there. They sit in the car for like 10, 20 minutes and then
I've
they go
seen
in.
That too. Yeah.
And everyone moves different.
I seen the video like, how do you guys do that? How do you guys do that? Well, we can't just sit around all the time. We got to get in there and do it because we're not do it and then. So people, there's another one that's saying that people like I can't go to the gym. Okay, like if you're struggling to go to the gym right now, go to the parking lot and just get in. Once you get it done, you'll be like, oh, what was the whole point of it?
There's a quote from Gary Becca, the one I was showing you. He's all like, don't negotiate with yourself. Or no, it's not him, but it's actually another guy. He's like, don't
Gary V?
No, what's his name? I'll look it up.
Right.
He's like, don't negotiate with yourself. Just do it. Like,
yeah,
why are you trying to negotiate with yourself? Like, that's your body. Why are you trying to fight with yourself? Like, just do it. Yeah. Like, don't think about it. Just get in the gym. Just get there. And the funny thing is, like, when I'm trying to, like, when, because I have problems with, like, drinking and all that, right?
Yeah.
So, when I get that craving or, like, want to drink during the weekend or the weekday, and I'm like, I can't. Like, you know, like, I want to drink so bad. So, what I do is go to the gym. Get myself ready. You know, it takes a process to get ready.
Yeah.
Put your gym bag, you know, drive there. And once I get in there, and after I'm done, like I'm good. Like, why was I, like, thinking about, like, the drug of choice that I want to do, like, smoke weed or drink? Like, I'm good. Like, you know how much, like, work my body just took? Well, I want to affect with that, you know?
Yeah,
and then it's the thing is with that. It's temptation, whatever you want to call it, addiction or problem or whatever. And it's a bad habit. Once you kick the curve, bro, you could do it again. And maybe there's going to be moments where you're gonna like say actually do it. You say, well, maybe there's nothing wrong with enjoying it sometimes. But it's the point, yeah, is that you kick the curve once, you could do it again and mm-hmm. shit. Well, there's five times more, five more, one break, and then everything in between is that you did it again and shit.
Yeah.
And then at least, say in this incident, you fucking went to the gym and then you enjoyed, maybe smoked a little bit when you got home. At least it's like you could look, reflect on the day. In this example, you're productive, and then this vice is a treat. You know what I'm saying? You're rewarding yourself.
You earned it. You earned it. Yeah, exactly.
And also in the sense of moderation and shit. But this is important to realize, okay, this is an actual issue and this needs to be cut, and then this needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which or like, too, like, you know, today I chose to drink today. So now I probably won't drink till Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But like I try to cut down to once a week or like, you know, yeah, when it comes to like events.
Yeah, I feel that.
And before I'm like, no, I gotta drink every day. Like I haven't drank since Friday, I think it was. We went to the casino. I had like 2 beers.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I haven't drank since then till right now.
No, like, exactly. Exactly. It's like the same thing with me and Daniel started going to the gym a lot. First, we were going 4 or 5 days a week. I ain't gonna lie. Now it's on average 3. Sometimes it's 4, but it's on average 3 times. But realistically, since the holidays, we declined to 1 or 2. But
the fact that you're still getting in there, I mean, yeah, at least you're putting your body into a like.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You aim higher and shit, and then when you're so used to aiming higher, when you have bad moments like, hey, I shouldn't want to go, or hey, a family thing came up, or hey, fucking some other fucking incident and shit. Okay. It's like those 5 times a week and shit is a solid 3 still. When you aim a little bit higher, life hits, you're still doing good. You know, you still got that C+. You know what I'm saying? Like those grades matter.
What's the passing grade? At least if you get a D, you're passing still.
Yeah,
exactly, bro.
No, but it is true, because like I slacked a lot. This week I actually went every day except for yesterday. And I might go after all this, but oh shit, my phone, look.
What the hell?
Yeah, crazy shit. Oh, anyways, I picked up and it's all cracked.
Oh shit!
Did your phone just cracked?
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell?
Anyways,
the gym's working out.
I know my muscles. I can't even.
I don't know my own strength.
Too technically muscular.
No, it is true. Like, cause like the gym has helped me like kind of like maintain like my drug addiction. You know,
uh-huh.
Like before I'll be like, okay, I gotta drink. You know, I gotta have a good time, smoke weed and all that.
Yeah.
Now, if I have a gym, like for the gym, I'm like, no, I can't drink, I can't smoke until after, because I gotta go to the gym, I gotta be all my, you know, my mind needs to be clear and all that. I gotta hit the sauna, I gotta do cardio, whatever, and then after that, maybe I'll have a couple, like a bowl or two, like
smoke. Like if the mood's still there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but then the gym takes that craving away, which is funny though. I don't know what it is, but when I go to the gym, like before the gym, I want to smoke, I want to drink. Once I hit the gym, like I just want to go home, eat a good meal, and just go to sleep.
No, dead ass, bro. Because I've had this morning, like when I woke up, say it's my day off and shit, so I woke up a little bit later, and I was like, bro, I just want to have a fat ass burger, a fat little meal, and just chill the rest of the day. But I was like, fuck, I'm supposed to go to the gym. I forced myself to go to the gym. In some instances, not always, but I forced myself to go to the gym, and then after it's like, I swear I wanted that burger, but let me get something cleaner and just go home and do whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not trying to praise ourselves. Oh, we're healthy as fuck. We do better. We're just saying, like, we've learned from this experience.
We're trying to take that step.
Yeah. And we're just trying to tell you guys those little inputs of, like, moving forward with yourself. It's day by day and shit. You're not going to get where you want to be financially, physically overnight. It's little steps, bro. And like I said earlier, when you cut the curve once, you can do it again. That's all it is.
Yeah. That should be the goal this year for us, like step out of the comfort zone, because we were talking about, because we might go to an art show next weekend.
Yeah,
might.
I don't know. We are.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. Hold up. But I'll get back to that. How we talking about?
I'm guilty of that too. I always say might.
Yeah, but we want to like when we do go, we want to like social the network with people, because there's different people from the valley. You know.
Do you get nervous though? Like
no, I'm not nervous, but like. We want to go a step out of comfort zone, because we want to do the shit for the podcast. Like, we want to do, like, small interviews or something like that. So that's what we want to do.
You don't get nervous or, like, anxiety, like, when you, like, step out of, like, that zone? Like if I went with you guys, I would be fucking nervous.
That's you would?
Yeah, because I don't...
If I was by myself, yeah. But if it's a group of people, like, I'm cool, we're just going to focus on what we're going to do. We're here, we're going to do something, let's do it. But if it was me myself, then, yeah, like, I can't go out by myself, because I look weird. And why is this dude by himself, like, asking people questions, you know?
Hustling.
I don't know why.
Yeah, fuck
I,
it, bro.
I don't know why fuck I think it. Like that. But like, if I'm like a group of people, like, all right, well, cool. Well, let's just chill. Let's hang out. Let's see what we get into. You know?
Yeah, I know. I feel you. It's easy for some people. When is this?
You want to go with us?
I'm down.
Let's go, bro. Cause, I say we do.
Well, I need to know what dates.
Next Saturday from 11 to 1 to 3.
So what basically it is, we'll post a picture of my good friend Antoinette. She just came from Germany. She's having Her Art Gallery exhibition has been posted up in Phoenix for a bit, but this is one of the last few dates to go. So this is one of the little Valentine's Day special. It's next Saturday. The date, we'll post all the pictures right here. So basically, we're going to go. Hopefully, we're running you guys and everything. But yeah, like basically, what I wanted to initiate was initially me, Joe, Kenji, or some shit, like to go not only to enjoy this, like this art, something different, this art, but let me perhaps run into some people from the valley, perhaps meet some good people, or
network
run
and
into
stuff like that.
Network or see a couple people that I already know and shit, yeah, and just go from there and shit.
Cause we
like, it's just refreshing.
We had to talk about it yesterday, like about like the people we used to like mess like deal with before, like
associate with,
yeah.
And like this year, we're like, nah, we want to start fresh because I do photography and music videos, like clothing design. We still like know people like from everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
we
just kind of like start from scratch. Yeah, we're
start from scratch now. Like we're gonna get to meet new people, like make new network connections, stuff like that. So that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's next weekend. But the thing going back to like how you think they said, like we might. That's the thing too. Like I've been seeing videos about, like, you know, like guys talking like. The way you talk to yourself is the way how
you react to the answer question.
So like, because I want to change the way I talk too. Because like I said, oh my god, we might go next week. Like we're not sure about it. Like we said, like no, you might or you are. Like no, we are gonna go. Like we are gonna go. Yeah,
and that's the same thing. Because my thing is like, let's think about it. We'll see when it comes to her. Like oh maybe, and I'm like no, like. And my mom, like, we need to start, like, yes or no. Like, I can't just maybe, because then...
Yeah, that's true.
Because a maybe means no. Mm-hmm. So, if you're going to say yes, be a man of your word and get, like... I'm down to go with you guys.
Or just don't speak about it.
I'm down, I'm down.
Just don't speak about it. No, I hear you. Let's definitely
I'm nervous as fuck at shit. I mean, this year's my goal... So, my goals changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My goal was to, you know, get the business started, which I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Lose weight, which I'm trying to do that, but... Also, I learned that today actually, like, get out of my comfort zone. Because I'm really in my comfort zone. Like, lately, I've been, like...
We could probably do, like... Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, go. I'm in my comfort zone still.
Nah, I don't know how we can do it, but we could probably do it just a podcast. People asking... Even a little interviews asking questions. People questions, you know?
Yeah, well, we could do, like, the little mics and shit and just
talk. Obviously like not no mall shit where, no. Like, What's your body count? What's your butt? Hey, we're
busting out the man.
Hey, we're busting out the diamond detectors.
Do you trust your girl? You go through her phone?
Switch your phone. For 100 bucks, y'all switch your phone.
But I mean, even, like, networking, just walking around, talking to them and shit like that, you could get the feel of people.
I've been wanting to do that.
Not cool. And that's my problem is, like, I know a lot of people that could network and I could make money off of them or, like, business-wise.
Yeah.
But it's like I'm so nervous and scared to like take that step. So mm-hmm. I'm like, instead of falling into the unknown, I just stay where I'm at and where I know what I need to be. But damn, I could take that next step. And like, the doors could open so much for me if I just take that next step. I'm afraid and I am. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I am afraid to take that.
No,
step.
No, yeah. And then what's also really important, I think, what people need to realize is where it's like getting out of your comfort zone. Growing and then also acknowledging that okay, you're comfortable because this works for you, this is your relaxed time, but not relaxing too much, you know what I'm saying? Like, time moves on, you get older, you know, things change for you, you also need to grow for yourself. And the crazy thing is, like, bro, fuck, like, that's one of the harsh realities I had. I wish I would have had sooner, but at least I have it now. It's just like, fuck, no one's gonna clean your fucking plate, like, no one's gonna do it. Doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter if you have mom, dad, fucking college education, fucking good money, good area, like, bro, no matter fucking what, you gotta do this shit yourself. The same thing we're talking about health, the same thing we're talking about finances, you gotta do this shit yourself. Even rich motherfuckers still gotta work out, you can't work out for him,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those things you got to realize where you had to do this yourself now, and that's just it.
Which you got to stay active.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is.
Yeah, but also at the same time, it's also good to unwind because some people just don't rest.
Yeah.
And that's good, and that's what's up. And I understand in our culture, we're hard work. You know, a lot of Latinos come here from other countries. Hard work ethic. I love it. We need it. But it's also at the same time, I've seen people fucking work themselves to the bones when they have everything. It's like, just, it's okay to have a little bit of a breather, bro. I'm not knocking you and shit. It's also good to important to acknowledge that too and shit.
That's true. Facts. Like this,
what's that shit? What? Stop and smell the roses?
No, stop and wake up and smell the... Nah.
Smell the roses once in a while.
Like, we all need to do that.
Be in the moment type of shit,
Because I've done that a lot too, where it's like I'm so amped up thinking about a million things and shit, thinking about my business, thinking about how I'm making moves and this and that, and I was like, bro, I need to appreciate the conversation I'm having with this person, whether it's minimal, and I feel like I need to... I've trying to work on better communication skills when I talk to people. It's like, bro, like people would pay attention to me a lot. I really need to look at, like, pay attention thoroughly with their conversation and be more present with them.
Yeah, like, people always tell me, like, bro, like, you attract a lot of people to, like, I don't know what it is about you, but you talk to people, they attract, like, you, they gravitate towards you. Uh-huh. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't feel special about it. But, yeah. like, anybody, like, my girlfriend told my parents, like, anybody you talk to, they'll gravitate to you. And you guys have a whole fucking, like, conversation.
Fucking conversation.
Yeah, I meant to say full, like, a full conversation about, like, random shit. Like, yeah. you know how to, like, attract people towards you. I'm like, I don't, like, I'm just...
It's just you?
Yeah,
just
I'm awkward as fucking want to be a loner.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you're doing, but people go towards you and they want to talk to you, they want to get to know you, and then like you give them that like
you're inviting and you have charisma.
Yeah, charisma. And I'm like
inviting.
And then in my head I'm like, I don't feel that shit. But I mean now this year it's like I'm gonna take that and run with it. And and learn from it and be out of my zone and learn.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's it.
That's it, man.
I had to say today.
Should we just wrap it up right here?
Wrap it up right here, man.
Oh,
man.
It was a good conversation.
Yeah, it really was.
It's pretty dope.
Like I said, like, we do this for you guys. We say we, but we mean us.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a learning curve, therapy, shit, whatever you want to call it. But
yeah.
I like doing this shit just to, like, get other people's mindset and what they think about and all that. Because my mindset is always what my parents thought, but then... Talking to you guys, talking to other clients, and now it's like people have whole different
People are different. Ideas. That's the beauty of it. Yeah. Also, at the same time, not cutting off. That's what was one of the beautiful realizations I had when moving on with exes. You know that whole thing. You never find someone like me. It's so refreshing to meet new people.
You
don't want to find someone
like you. There's a reason why you broke up with them.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so refreshing to meet new people.
I grew up with my parents always telling me what to do, what is the right and wrong. And as a young person. Growing up in junior high, I'm like, my mom said this, so it has to be the right way. The older I'm getting, I'm like, no, like, that might be right for you, but it's not right for me. So, like, I'm learning and getting to know myself more and knowing who I am. The older I'm getting, talking to other people and agreeing with them, disagreeing with them. But, like, I'm finding myself in this world. And I'm not there yet. I know who I am, but I could level up and do better, you know, finding people and, like, just talking to people, because honestly the best way to find yourself is to get to know yourself by just being you and talk to other people and then just sticking to what you want to do, like sticking to your statement instead of agreeing and being the yes man towards people.
That's all facts, baby.
Yep.
But yeah, let's wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in to the Put Me Out Something podcast. Of course, I am your host, Alejandro Gomez.
This has been Eurosign. Thank you for tuning in this time.
Yeah, man, this is Grizzly Maine.
The Grizzly Maine. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and of course YouTube. I'm gonna see if we can look into other like platforms to do it. But
Rumble.
Oh yeah, Rumble. Yeah.
What's that one thing? Twitch.
Is we on dope. Twitch. We twitching.
X.
We streaming now. I want to talk to you guys about that right now. We'll talk about we'll talk about that. But thank you for tuning in to Boys Talk Podcast, baby. We're out.
Later, guys.
Peace. Later.